is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Danny Lindsay is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Danny is, among other things, an expert napper. Well, sort of.
Even though he worked in town, my dad was determined to farm. He raised corn, watermelons, and a variety of other things with our old gray mule, Bill. He'd plow after he got home on Saturdays and any other time he could manage it. Of course, Sunday was off limits back then. It was still a day of rest, and no one we knew did anything on Sunday that wasn't absolutely necessary. One year he planted a big field of cotton, and that fall my parents picked cotton side by side with no hired help. I don't know if this was from choice or from economic necessity, but apparently my mom could pick as fast as any man and could weigh out 350 pounds after a good day in the field. They'd take me to the field with them, and I'd play all day while they picked. There were a few trees along the edge of the field and one big oak tree right out in the middle of it. Why it was there in the middle of a field, I never knew, but I figured it was just there for me to climb and play on, in and under. Whatever the reason, I spent a lot of time around that tree that fall. Now, some years, cotton gets picked before all the oak leaves turn brown and red and fall off. Others are so late that only the skeleton of the tree remains when the pickers go through. That year, the tree was still full of leaves, and I usually sat up in it and watched them pick. Now, to say that I was at home in the branches of that oak tree is an understatement. I knew every branch, limb, and curve of the trunk, and they all wore my finger and toe prints. I shot more bad guys, spotted more whales, and shouted "land ho" more times from that tree than any real-life cowboy or sailor ever had from his vantage point. And then one day, my life in the air ended. The only thing I can remember with clarity is the sound of my mom's voice screaming out my name, and the noise she and my dad were making plowing across cotton rows, dropping their sacks and running towards me. Then I realized I had played so hard and climbed so much that I had fallen asleep lying across two limbs of the tree about 30 feet from the ground. From where they were picking, all they could see were my arms and legs dangling from the tree, and being parents, they immediately assumed the worst. As they came toward the tree, I woke up. I untangled the front of my shirt from where it had gotten wedged between limbs and kept me from falling, and sat up. At least that stopped the noise for a while. Then on command, I came down from my nest and began participating in a series of hugging, crying, and scolding for doing what I'd been doing all along. I didn't quite understand why I was in trouble. Then more hugging, crying, and yes, more scolding. I think there may have been a spanking or two in there somewhere, but I'm not real sure. The trail of destruction they had left behind them looked like someone had driven a bulldozer across the field, and, of course, picking cotton was done for the day. I never understood why, but I had shot my last bad guy and seen my last whale breach from that tree. At least, while they were in the field with me. Once you get a good tree broken in, you can't just walk away.
Long as there was chicken gravy on your right, everything is nice. Long as there's a watermelon on the vine, everything is fine. You got no time to work, you got no time to play. You're busy doing nothing all the livelong day.
Napping enthusiast Danny Lindsay in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. We'll be hearing more of his childhood adventures over the next few months. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find us at WLRH.org. Click on Programs.
Lazy bones sleeping in the shade. How you expect to get your cornmeal made? You'll never get your cornmeal made. Sleeping in the evening shade. Now when them taters need spraying, I bet you keep praying that the bugs fall off of the vine. And when you go fishing, I bet you keep wishing that the fish won't grab at your line. You're no lazy bones, loafing all the day. How you expect to make